Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Paul McQuillan, with a number of anti-violence groups locally, is joining us live. He's with New Yorkers Against Gun Violence, also Stop the Violence Coalition. We are focused this week on rising gun violence here in Buffalo and across the country and looking at solutions. And Paul, you've been at this for years. Is it almost easier to say what doesn't work than what works?
No, I won't look at it that way. I really think that we can make tremendous strides. I think with the cooperation that we have from all levels of government, it's just educational opportunities. It's informing the public. It's getting the message out that there are better ways, better things that we can accomplish. It's educational opportunities for the students. It's job opportunities for those who are no longer students. And it's a commitment by organizations such as Gun Sense New York and Stop the Violence Coalition and others to make a difference in the communities and to raise awareness that there are opportunities for young men and women.
People hear a lot about all these different organizations who are working to stop gun violence in Buffalo, but they're not really sure what exactly they're doing. Can you help us kind of understand a little bit more what some of these organizations, like the ones you just mentioned, are doing on a day-to-day basis?
Well, on a day-to-day basis, organizations like Stop the Violence and the Peacemakers, they're on the streets. They're working with young men and women. They're working with older individuals as well. They're doing food banks and food distribution. They're working with anti-gang violence prevention organizations. They're working together to help individuals put together job resumes and job applications and know that there are jobs out there for them. Just recently, with all the attention being paid by government entities, whether it's the federal government money it's providing, and state and local and the county providing money, well, we've got the money now. We've got the opportunities. The money hasn't hit, but it's getting the boots on the ground now. It's getting more and more people involved. For the most part, all of these organizations work on a virtual volunteer basis. So it's hard to keep people involved when there's no money passing hands, no pay, no recompense for the workers. So it's strictly voluntary. So we're trying to change that. We're trying to get some money out to, one, the workers who are doing the work for the Stop the Violence and the Peacemakers and organizations such as that, and also trying to help the employment chain for underprivileged and underrepresented youth in the job markets. So working with public, private, and community organizations, we're being able to put individuals in employment opportunities. We're being able to work with private employers to put at-risk youth into employment opportunities that will give them a chance to succeed in going forward.
You know, Paul, people say you can't throw money at a problem, but as you just were saying, money is being thrown at this, not thrown, but targeted for this. And in a lot of ways, volunteers are going to be put on a payroll, really, for all the work that they're doing. But beyond that, where else does the money help?
Oh, organizationally, informationally. There's just so much that can be done. You know, the organizations that are doing this kind of work, they can't afford even to put up websites and informational billboards and provide pamphlets and material, printed material to the underserved, to let them know that these opportunities are out there, who to connect with, who they can go to for employment opportunities, who they can go to for educational assistance. There's just so much information that money can help us provide to the community. And once that information is out and these young men and women know that there's opportunities for them, we're hoping that things will be able to change. You know, there's nothing like having a job and being able to contribute to your family. But that takes time, that takes money, that takes resources, and that takes a commitment from the people on the ground.
I think it's a hard concept for a lot of people to, you know, understand, just not understanding that there's opportunity out there. And, you know, while all these groups are doing that work, you know, a lot of fingers would point to whether it's inside of your home or especially inside of a school building that, I mean, people should know that there's this opportunity out there to do all these things that you mentioned. Why is that kind of a hard concept to get across?
Well, I think a major part of the problem is that when we're talking about schools, they've got so many other issues that they have to deal with. We don't have broadband access in a lot of schools. We don't have the educational tools and materials that we need in the schools. Young men and women aren't being provided the opportunities that they need just to keep up with the current schoolwork. And then throw into that the factor of nutrition and balanced nutrition and decent meals and a source of security at home. And, you know, there's a lot of things weighing on kids' minds other than job opportunities and whatever. I mean, they're fighting day to day for their very existence and to stay safe.
Are you optimistic?
Very, very. I wouldn't be doing this if I wasn't optimistic. I have three young grandchildren, and I see nothing but positive for them. I'm very proud of the work that we do, but I'm also proud of the work that the federal government, the state, and the local community is doing to help us with this fight, to let these young kids grow up in homes that are safe and secure and communities that are safe and free from gun violence as well and drugs.
Well, we appreciate the optimism, to be certain. Paul, thanks so much. Paul McQuillan is with several groups around Western New York working to combat gun violence, working to help out young people and realize some opportunities. He was our live guest.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.